Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. We had fun finishing up our gingerbread house that we started on Friday. Have any of you built one this year too? If so, I'd love to see a picture of it. Have your grown-up post a photo and tag us at Family Prayer Podcast. Well, like last year, when we were building, we ate about half of the candy meant for decorating the house. But unlike last year, it did not fall down. It's still standing. I imagine by tonight, we'll all be snacking on it. But for now, it's off limits. And that's actually an edict from my daughter. She's so proud of how it turned out that she's been protecting it all weekend. Yesterday afternoon, I started to reach for an M&M on the back of the roof, a part of the gingerbread house you can't even see. And I still heard, "Dad, what are you doing?" You caught me. I wonder, do you have any holiday traditions, favorite recipes, or special activities? Why don't you take a moment and share with each other some of your favorite things to do with your family during the Christmas season? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. You know, we grown-ups always hope special holiday activities will be fun for our kids. But you know what? Sometimes they're a dud, like when your gingerbread house falls over, or when you're planning on doing something outside and the weather doesn't cooperate, or when you start putting lights on your tree and they don't make it all the way to the top. But can I tell you something kind of amazing? Sometimes it's when things go wrong that you end up with the best stories. Think about it. You just shared some of your favorite traditions, and I wonder if there's any year where things went awry. I have a friend who made a batch of Christmas cookies once, and they were rushing and not paying super close attention, and they ended up putting in a bunch of salt when they meant to use sugar. They kind of looked the same, right? Needless to say, it only took one bite out of one cookie to know they were not edible, and they all had to get thrown away. I'm sure it was frustrating and even embarrassing at the time, but now it's a story they tell every year, and it makes everyone laugh. And that's a great way to start thinking about this week's Advent theme. You remember what Advent is, right? It's the season where we prepare our hearts for Christmas so that we're ready to get the most out of it. Each week has a theme, and we focused on hope and peace. This week's theme is joy. We often think of joy as being the same thing as happy, maybe just like a higher energy version of the word. Well, they're actually different, and we'll get a chance to explore that together over the course of the week. But for now, just think about the super salty cookies, or one of the stories from your family where something felt like a disaster in the moment, but became a source of joy later. One of our core disciplines here on the podcast is gratitude, and believe it or not, this feels like a moment to be grateful. Even things that are not fun in the moment can, with time and the love and encouragement of others, become something we laugh about or a story we tell. I'll bet you have a few yourself. Take a few moments to remind each other of a story from your family when things went wrong, but now you laugh about it. Not everyone has to have an answer. If you just have one or two that everyone remembers, that would be great. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I feel like I could hear some of you laughing out there. Okay, As we get ready to head out into our Monday, let's say a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for stories that make us laugh. Laughing is a great way to experience joy, and laughing together as a family is a great way to feel connected to each other. We especially thank you that even times when something went wrong can turn into a funny story later. May we carry with us into our day the joy that's bubbling up in our hearts. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tonight.